Simon Ellis, a championship director. John Farn, a general manager of Ballyliffin. Was first of all, Simon, what a way to finish a Rolex Series event here in Ballyliffin.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I think if you're writing the book on how to deliver a Rolex Series tournament at a venue with the right winner, in the right conditions, with the right everything, well, this is what we've just witnessed. We are over the moon. We're ready for pints. We're tired, but we are very happy.
Yeah, so it has exceeded all your expectations, had it? Because maybe there might have been a bit of nerves in bringing it here to a new venue, to an unknown area. But what's the overall reaction now?
Oh, the overall reaction is glowing. You know, everybody, all those concerns, and they're right to have those concerns. If you go somewhere new, you've got to look at all the small differences that can challenge and make you have to sort of reevaluate how you deliver a golf tournament. But all those concerns are gone. This place really delivered. This man really delivered. Everybody has been behind this project since we announced it last year in Port Stewart, and it's been actually pretty easy ride. I wouldn't really tell them that normally, but actually they've been a delight to work with. So we're very happy.
Yeah. There was an amazing atmosphere, John, at the end. We've seen Russell Knox with the putt and relegation play.
Yeah.
And then to emulate that from further out with the same sort of line in front of so many people in the 18th, I suppose it's what you would have, the sort of finish you would have dreamed of having here.
Couldn't have written the script. It was amazing to do that twice from almost the same spot. You know, the odds are, I wouldn't like to hazard a guess, but a fantastic finish in front of a great crowd. Donegal really got behind us, and it was a fantastic day for the club, a fantastic week for the club. It's been an absolute pleasure to stage the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open here in Ballyliffin, and I think it has certainly put Donegal on the world stage in terms of a championship golf venue.
Yeah. Because I know you were emotional for a couple of days. I haven't seen what was on the television, and as I said to Martin McDermott, money can't buy advertising like the pictures that went out Thursday, Friday, and right up to today.
No, the pictures were, you know, they were emotional for me to look at, and the memories the same. Everybody has great pride in what we have here, and just to see our golf course on Sky with rave reviews from players, from commentators, coming in from all over the world, from people who are watching the pictures in the States and the Far East, everywhere. Congo, in fact, I got a message from a guy in Congo who's watching it. He's on UN duty, and just immense pride in what has been displayed this week. Everyone stepped up and we delivered.
Yeah. What has been key then to the success of this event in your mind, Joe?
Partnerships. Everybody saw the big picture here. Donegal County Council, immense. Couldn't thank them enough. Derry and Strabane District Councils, again, stepped right in, saw the big picture, saw what this could do for the region. The tour, taking the chance, having the confidence in the event. They put themselves out for some ridicule in bringing it here, because you know the skeptics would have said, yeah, you won't get a crowd up there. You get blown away and you won't get the crowd. The only people blown away this week are the world's press and the spectators and the people who watch this around the world. This place has really, really delivered, and I'm delighted for the tour that they've been rewarded for taking that risk, because it will enable them to take the risk elsewhere in the country, which is important. But I'm delighted for Donegal, I'm delighted for Ballyliffin Golf Club, and I'm delighted for this man, Simon Ellis, who's been an absolute pleasure to deal with.
94,000 plus is the official figure. There you go. That's what was here this week to witness all this.
Yeah, we were looking this morning at the numbers, and we were thinking, I know what John wants me to say, and I know he wants me to go, look, I couldn't see it, and I thought we'd maybe peaked with the big music acts, and Rory not doing so quite so favourably, and losing the Irish, a lot of the Irish during the day. But something in this has lit a match under the Donegal man, and they came in their droves. We were still selling tickets up to 4:30, 4:45 today. We've got live music still going on. I mean, there's a really wonderful festival attitude around here, and it's what we were aiming to deliver, and we're very proud that actually the vision of what we all sat down in the beginning and collaborated over to bring to Ballyliffin has come true. People have come of all ages, of all preferences in sport, not all golf fans. They've come in, they weren't sure what we were going to have here. They've seen good food, they've had good music, they've seen celebrities on the Wednesday, they've had incredible weather, stunning scenery out over the golf course, looking out over the Clachidi. The views from the television of the plane flying around all week have really chucked a spotlight on the Inishowen Pavilion, Peninsula and the region. We just couldn't hope for a better week.
Yeah. And the course put it right up to the players. There was talk that some of them might burn it up depending on the condition, but that wasn't the case. It was a real test for them out there. And as you mentioned, Rory, the likes of John Rahm struggled early on it.
And real credit to Andy Robertson and the greenkeeping team. They've, you know, we have a team of agronomists who come in, led by a fellow called Eugene Hennessy, and he meets with the team and they develop a plan to make it how we want to do it. And sometimes it's quite hard, especially in tricky links conditions, to follow that plan. And Andy's team were magnificent. The golf course was perfect when we arrived, gave them plenty of opportunity to slow it down, quicken it up, allow it to change for each day. And we were left with a magnificent golf course, nicely browned, perfect links conditions for a Sunday finish.
Yeah, we've seen what a massive injection to sport can do for the county, John. We've seen it when Donegal won in All-Ireland, for example. What's the legacy going to be here? What can this do for golf in the Northwest region?
The legacy is going to be immense for golf in the Northwest region, but I think the legacy for the club is going to be immense too. This has really gelled everyone together. Everyone's got behind it. There's a strong spirit within this club, as there always has been, amongst the staff, the members. Everyone has a sense of pride in what we're trying to do here, and everyone has a sense of pride of what has been achieved this week. But that pride is extending now outwards and throughout the whole county, and this is going to be fantastic for Donegal Golf, because people don't come into the country to play Ballyliffin Golf Club and go home. They come into a region and they play four or five rounds of golf, and Ballyliffin will be one or maybe two of that visit. But this is going to be good news for Rosapenna, for Port Salon, for Nairn and Port New, for all the courses in Donegal. And you know, that's what we're trying to deliver here. We're trying to get Donegal on the map. We're not in the middle of nowhere, as people might have perceived at one stage. At this moment in time, Donegal is the centre of the golfing world, and we intend to stay there as long as we can.
Yeah, I'm going to ask the next question to Simon just to finish up, and I know you're not going to confirm anything here, but the next question people are going to be asking in these next few days is that they'll be saying how brilliant this was and the atmosphere, and Donegal can stage this, but what's next for Donegal? Can another tournament come back here, Simon?
Oh, listen, I'm sure there's plenty of golf left in this region, and I know from this gentleman here and the members and the committee and all those involved in this whole project, there is a real appetite to bring golf back here. We've announced, you know, our hosting rotations that are coming out, and we're looking at the venues and how we do for that. And there's a lot of wonderful golf courses in Ireland. I think it would be foolish to rule out Ballyliffin hosting an Irish Open again in the future. We've been blown away by what they've delivered here. It's been, really been a truly magical week.
Yep. Your dad, Peter, was the commentator that we all grew up with. He would have loved to have commentated some of the scenery and some of the golf that we've seen here this week.
Oh, I think he'd have had a wonderful time. He's rung me every day, telling me how he thinks the course is looking nice, and it's browning up nicely, and how's it bumping. And he's got a great affinity with Ireland. Yeah. He loves the Irish people. He always has. He had a great golfing career here in the late 50s and early 60s, and this is hard back. I was asked earlier about the halcyon days of the Irish Open, as it was, and the crowds and the wins by Seve and all that kind of great glory days, and I really think we've delivered that.
Yeah.
in the modern game, we've brought that kind of wonderful charm and enthusiasm back to the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. It's on the map, and Ballyliffin Golf Club is also on the map.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're delighted that you came. We're delighted that you just put on such a brilliant show here. To have the European Tour event has been something special for Donegal, and we appreciate all your help on it, Simon, and many congratulations for pulling it off. And to John Farn, John, you've worked on this for over a decade to try and get it here. I know it's emotional for you. I want to have the final word with you. How proud are you now, standing here as we look over that 18th? We're here outside the Inishowen Pavilion. Things have all settled down. Is it starting to sink in yet, is it?
Oh, it is. I'm looking forward to getting upstairs now. But listen,
for the party.
Yes. It's been fantastic, a great experience for the whole area. Simon, being an Englishman, they're starting to sing "Football's Coming Home," but I think Donegal is Donegal is singing "Golf Has Come Home."
That's great.
Listen, man, congratulations on a brilliant event. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much indeed.